service this morning. It's a verse of scripture from Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your hearts keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. That's a pretty good deal. God said, you do things my way, and it'll add length of days and long life and peace. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Mercy and truth. Mercy can also be translated grace. Let not grace and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and, New King James says, high esteem. But there's a marginal reading that says, literally, where it's translated high esteem, literally the Hebrew says good understanding. And you know, that's important today, is understanding. You know, there was a time when you didn't have as many choices about what you believed or didn't believe, or what you thought or you didn't thought. But now, every time you turn on the TV, every time you pick up the Facebook, every time you Twitter, every time you do anything, every time you listen to the radio, every time you even sit around thinking, there's a whole lot of things that we're faced with that we need to understand. And the understanding of things is based upon what you have learned about them and developed in you about them through the course of life in your past. A person that's never read the scriptures, that's never been in church, his understanding of a situation is probably going to be totally different than a person that has. That's why we've got the issues like, you know, the big issue out in front now is killing babies right after they're born. And I can remember when I was in school and studying in history that when in Sparta, in the Greek culture, in the Roman culture, when people had babies and once they were born, the people didn't want them. They take them out into the country, into the wilderness, and leave them out there alive. They wouldn't kill them, but they'd leave them out there in the wilderness alive to die or to be eaten by some wild animal. And so they ended up dead the same way anyway. And I don't see much difference between making a baby comfortable and then sitting around and deciding whether or not you're going to let him live. I don't see much different from that than laying him out in the wilderness and saying, well, if it's God's will for him to live, he'll be all right out here by himself. Now, that's supposedly Romulus and Remus. Supposedly, that was their case. And you probably don't, I don't know if you know who they are or not, but they're the ones that are the founders of Rome, supposedly. So by their nature, they were considered, well, we can trust them because look what happened to them. But you know, so find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. How do you do that? By living according to this word. By setting your standards and your understanding and your beliefs based upon what God has to say. And I'm telling you the truth. Even if there were no God, the principles of this book, if lived by the majority of people on this planet, would alleviate 90% of all of the agony and strife and struggles that we have to deal with. That's just the truth. The truth will set you free. The truth won't put you in bondage. The truth will set you free. And we need to hold on to the truth.
Gary, I want to...
Wear it like a chain around your neck.
I want to share this while you were talking about that. I saw an interview this week. All this stuff came out about the abortion, killing the babies and stuff. And there was an interview of this young man with Down syndrome that he even spoke before Congress in saying that everybody had a right to life. He said, I had a right to life. And he's an awesome young man. And so they asked him, he said, well, how do you change things? And out of the mouth of this young man came these words. He said, you got to change men's hearts. He didn't say, you got to do this, you got to make a law, because there's always going to be people that's going to find a loophole in the law until men's hearts are changed. And I thought, oh my goodness. Out of the mouth of this young man, he said, change men's hearts. That we all have a right to life. And I thought, and then someone else said, you know, said every church this Sunday, the pastors need to get up and say, you need to encourage people to believe and to do what is right. Every Christian, every church, you know. So I just wanted to share that, you know, we talk about passing laws. Passing laws never change the morale of people. What does it take? It takes a change on the inside. And, you know, we're not here to judge. We're not here to condemn. But we're here to offer the truth and to pray for men's hearts to be turned around. Isn't that right? Isn't that what the purpose of the church is? Mm-hmm. What is it? For us to get fed and discipled. I think it's in the bulletin. Wait just a minute. I think on the back page it says, the church does not exist to entertain the saved. It exists to train disciples to glorify God and reach the lost. Amen?
And if people are going to come to the right understanding of things, sometimes the only right understanding that they're going to see is what you're representing. They're not going to read the book, but they're going to read you. And they're going to see a difference in you if you stand for what the Word of God stands for. But if you're in a position where something else is more important to you than your representation of Jesus Christ to the world, they're going to look at you sometimes and they're going to say, what do they believe? I mean, they say they're this, but I don't see anything that indicates it. They say they're Christian, they go to church, but they don't believe anything different than what I believe. Because they've chosen to stand on something that their understanding of it is something that's not from the Word of God, but from the mouth of man. Everybody has an opinion. But does our opinion agree with this book? And you better understand this book. You can't just get an opinion and look in this book to prove it. Everything, I mean, it's incredible the stuff that people base their life on out of this book that this book does not teach. But yet they have picked out some scripture that they can use because of what it says in that particular wording to support some belief that they have that isn't within 16 miles of being right. But they say, well, that's what the Bible says. But we only know what the Bible says and what the Bible means by the power of the Spirit of God in us that gives us understanding. And that's what we need to stand on. And speaking of standing, let's all stand for prayer. And then we're going into God's presence with praise and worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we come before you this morning. Come before you, Lord God, offering ourselves, all that we have and all that we are. And we know, Lord God, that without you, we'd be in a mess. We can look around at the people without you, the people, Lord God, that you love, the ones that Jesus died for, but they won't accept that. And their lives are mainly in a mess. But Lord God, you are the strength of our life. You are the direction of our journey. You are the hope for our future. In you, Lord God, we live and move and have our being. And so we come before you this morning, Lord God, asking you by the power of your presence in us and the power of the presence of the Spirit of God in the Word that you speak to us today, Lord God, and adjust any kind of attitude that we might have, any kind of position that we might have taken that's contrary to Scripture. And help us, Lord God, to stand strong in a world and not back down because we're afraid somebody's going to criticize us or they're going to say something about us or they're going to pass a law against us. Because, Lord God, your word and your strength, it says in the Scriptures, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God, will this be done. So we thank you, Lord God, for the Spirit that lives in us and gives us life. We bless you today, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise
God. Amen, church.
Amen.
Good morning, church. Good to be here in the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know the devil's a liar.
Yes.
Truth ain't in him.
Amen.
No rights in him. He knows the word as well as we do. He twists it any kind of way he can. Ain't that it? So right there is the basis for all what he just got through talking about. The devil is here to steal, kill, and destroy us at every opportunity he gets. And sometimes we let him in. And that's when destruction commences. Amen? So therefore, if we stand on the promises of God, stand on what we've learned, as I like to say, everything going to be all right. If we stand right there. Amen? But now, I didn't come to try to preach a sermon this morning, but I did come to get my praise on. I like to get my praise on. Amen? Hallelujah.
Oh, dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are. Dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow and be by your side forevermore.
We'll start this all over again. Let's do it about right here.
Oh, dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are. Dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you, and I will climb this mountain, be by your side forevermore. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord God. Tell me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Do your will, have your way. Be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done. And I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow Him and be by your side forevermore. And I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow and be by your side forevermore.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. You ever get in a position to where that you just can't keep from smiling and you feel good? I feel good today. Amen. You know, I feel like the Lord is working in me today. Amen.
Amen.
He's still working on me.
That's right.
He makes me be what He wants me to be. Now, what was the rest of that, Nana?
It took Him just a week to make the moon and the sun, stars and the earth.
Oh, hallelujah.
No matter how we should be, He's still working on me.
Hallelujah. Ain't that awesome? He is. He works on me daily. You know, when I first got saved, when I first cleaned my life up, in the footnote to my Bible, it said the way to peace, if I'm not mistaken, is something of the nature that where I had to kill my flesh every day. Daily. Daily. I had to do that every day. I wonder what the reason is that. I wonder why that is. I wonder why we need to wake up and let that old man get away from you every day. Yes, sir. Hold on.
Like that flashback a minute ago, that's BR, it's also BC, it's before Cole, like it is before Ricardo. All right. But that means that's more than 20 years ago. So this church has been putting the word out there for a long time. And these two flashbacks do just fine, like when they were kids and remember. But I mean, so the presence is here. And if you feel like you're far away from God, who you think's done the moving?
Well done. Well said. The God I know is the same as yesterday, today, and He'll be the same tomorrow. Amen. He's not a respecter of person. He loves me as well as He loves anybody else. He loves you as well as He loves anybody else. And He wants the best for us all. Regardless of what we've done. Regardless to what we've done. Jesus loves us. He loves us. And a lot of people have a problem with pointing fingers. There's no unforgivable sin. If you've got breath in your body and you ask for forgiveness, He's going to do it. Oh, hallelujah. I love my Lord because He saved me. He reached down and pulled me out of something I had no control over. Cleaned me up. And now the people that used to get away from me want to come and talk to me. Oh, hallelujah. And that's an awesome thing. That's an awesome thing. When you read the word, You need to stand on his promises. You need to stand up and be diligent. Stand strong. Believe what you read and act accordingly. All you got to do is let him guide. He'll take care of things. Don't get me wrong. I know we're human, and our flesh sometimes wants to say, well, I can do better, or let's take a shortcut. Well, every time I want to do better or take that shortcut, I normally fall way short of my mark. But God, standing there with his arms wide, well, come on, boy. Maybe you'll do better this next time. Maybe you'll believe what I've got in store for you. Amen. But anyway, let's go, Kenzie. Church, help me out this morning. Yeah. Woo. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever.
Hold on right here.
How many times have God ever left you hanging? How many times in your life have you prayed for something that you know is right? The good Lord didn't answer you. Might not have answered you when you wanted it answered. But how many times has he let you down? Never. Never. Let's do that one more time, Kenzie.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is with us. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever. From the rising to the setting sun, his love endures forever. By the grace of God we will carry on, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever.
Come on, for y'all who know this song, let's help me right here.
His love endures forever. 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 Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong. Forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong. Forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong. Forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Just love you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Forever. Forever. And he does it for me. I'm going to say me, and y'all can say yourself. Amen. Because I can't save you, but you can save you. Oh, hallelujah. Hey. Y'all remember this whole song? How's it go? Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Then it goes something like this. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glorious in power, faithful every hour. Hallelujah, Lord.
I remember that.
Golly. Woo. Is it something wrong with going back and doing what you cut your teeth on? No. How many times... I have walked in this church, come through those doors right there. All your promises are yes and amen. Scripture. All your promises are, there's another promise song that we sang in here. It was all good. That song we used to sing in here, I Know It. Talking about there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. And it's all scripture. It's all scripture. You get that inside of you when you leave here, guess what? That scripture goes with you. Amen?
Amen.
Because I got saved and because I came here, because I stood and I believed in what I was being taught here, equipped me to go out there and deal with people that have no clue. And it equipped me so that I'll be able to answer the questions that they have for me. I think that's awesome.
Ricardo, while you were singing a while ago, while you were talking, I thought of this little song. Just jumped in, and it's like you said, from way back there in the past, but you know it's true. He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. Jesus Christ never failed me yet.
Everywhere I go,
I want the world to know. Jesus Christ never failed me yet.
That's before our.
Hey, that was back when we were little.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So, regardless to what you may believe, when you go out here, you are equipped to answer those questions.
Amen.
And regardless to what you believe, when you go out here, I promise, if you'll open your heart to subject, the good Lord will drive somebody right towards you. Never fails.
Amen.
And did you know there's a difference between sermonizing and preaching?
Oh, yeah.
Preaching is just to proclaim what you know and what you've experienced. And then some of us have a call as preachers and pastors to put it into a sermon. But just because you might not think you have the ability to sermonize, you still have the ability and the authority and the responsibility to preach.
And with that being said, that's the way you change hearts. That's the way you get mountains moved.
You know, Ricardo, in Ephesians, it talks about the fivefold ministry that God had set in the church. Well, first of all, if you don't come to church, you're not going to be brought up in the fivefold ministry. And you're not going to be discipled as good as you could be, because the purpose of the church is to disciple you. But it goes on through there, and it says you got the fivefold ministry. You got your pastors, evangelists, your all that, your prophets and everything to build up, to equip the church to do what? To go out and do the work of the ministry.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, the purpose of pastors, sure, is to be there when you have a need to call. But it's not to do everything for you. The purpose of the pastors is to determine what this church needs to hear at this time in this life, and to build us up in the Word. To you to go out, as He is telling you to do, you know, to do the work of the ministry.
Amen.
That's how churches grow. That's it.
The God I love, He's awesome. I mean, it, you know, from when I got out of prison, from the day I got out of prison, I accepted the plan of God. Hadn't been in here a week. Had no idea what I was going to do for a living. And then a fella asked me right there in the foyer if I could drive a nail and read a tape measure. And from that point in my life to now, I'm able to make a living for my family and take care of everything I need. And he's standing right there, Mr. J.W. Hendrickson. If that wasn't God, I don't know what is. Amen. He walked in here and he had no clue about me. But you know what? He didn't run from my circumstances. He didn't run from what I used to be, but he walked up to me and asked me a question. And just so happened, I could read a tape measure and I could drive a nail. That's the truth. And he's been right there for me ever since. Ever since. God is good. God is good. I can tell you that. I've come so far. And the reason I'm saying this, because we all need to look back at ourselves and see how far we've come. Because there has been trouble in everybody's life. Now, how you handle that, that's all up to you and what you want to believe. Amen? But the...
You know,
God looks at us all each day like it's a brand new day and doesn't hold our past against us. And if the Christians would emulate Christ like that more, then we'd be all be a lot better off, because that way when you deal with people, you You don't deal with what everybody else knows about them. You deal with what you know about them. If somebody hadn't treated you bad yourself or demonstrated they're bad themselves, they may have changed. If you give them that shot, sometimes they'll surprise you and carry through and become better than they were. But if they don't get the shot just because you say, oh, well, they've done this and they've done that, everybody needs a second, sometimes a third or a fourth chance. So anyway, but I mean, people can't change, and you can only change yourself. You can't change for, I speak for somebody, now I'm like 5 months quit smoking. The only one who could make me quit smoking was me. If I quit for somebody else, I'd have quit years ago.
You know, Scott, I wasn't going to share this, but all this talk and about the things that we taught here. But, you know, this last week, our family's gone through it. Scott's been through it. He got a diagnosis of he's anemic again. I mean, just another infection that they're trying to figure out why that keeps happening. And Miriam's been through eye surgery. And, you know, and Jerry's had some symptoms. And I mean, you know, it's just like, hey, you know, the devil's a liar.
Amen.
That's my family. But we were texting, talking with Scott. I guess it was Friday, and I was letting him know how Miriam was, and he was talking to me. And he sent me this back. And, you know, a lot of people think that if they can't leave money for their kids, they've not left them anything. Well, I want you to know there's something more important.
Amen.
It's the things they have learned so that they can face life and so they can live it. All my prayer was, I didn't want just good kids. I want kids that love God. I don't want just good grandkids. I want grandkids that love God. Well, my son sent this. He said he'd been in him and Miriam text all the time. And Scott said this, and I may cry. He said, I told her, talking about Miriam, he said, I told her about a week ago texting with her that these are the days and situations that Mom and Dad helped prepare us for. And to not forget everything that we've been taught in faith and supernatural healing. He said, that's why we weren't raised in wishy-washy. That doesn't give you the tools needed when it looks bad. And I read that. And my thought was, that's our legacy. That's our legacy. If we do that with our kids, regardless of what we do in a church. But if my kids can say that, then I can say, okay, even so, Lord Jesus, come. I've done what you put me here to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, she was laying up there getting ready to go into that surgery. And Miriam's a worrywart. I mean, she's ever since I've known her. And if you say something she don't like while she's worrying, well, she'll bite your head off. Oh, well, she will. And I made a comment. She was really stressed out about what she was getting ready to go through. And I told her, I said, Miriam, I said, it's like this. I said, I'm not going to give place to the devil, let him come in there and do something to you that's not done. I said, there's nothing wrong with you. I said, you're fine. And I said, that's the only way I'm going to believe this. Well, she looked at me like, well, how dare you talk to me that way? Well, you know what? How dare her not believe what she's hearing? Amen. And we come to an agreement right then and there. You know, we're not going to put doubt in. We're going to cut doubt out of this. And guess where I learned that at? Right there and right there. That's where I learned it. Right in here. Right at home. Learn that. You know, I grew up fighting. And if I could fight in the streets, I sure can fight for what I learned in the Word. Amen.
Amen.
And the devil got his hand full. Amen.
Amen.
Bottom line. And that's just the way I look at it. You know, we can lay down and roll over. We can fight for it. We can fight for it. Well, there were several things that they said it might be, even now included cancer. But at the end of the day, simple as that. At the end of the day, it's inflammation. Now, we don't know what's causing the inflammation. We don't know that. But God.
That's right.
But God. He Amen. Did it again. He did it again. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to find out what kind of inflammation it is. We're going to treat it, and we're going to move on.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, and what's that song, Mom? That your words are testimony? I think we did that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This next one is too.
I'm not ashamed to tell people what God done for me.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed to tell people where I've been in life. Because had it not been for my misfortunes, maybe I wouldn't be standing here. Amen. Maybe I wouldn't be standing here. Maybe I'd still be this cat out in the streets. You know, maybe I'll be in some big band somewhere running all over the country singing and carrying on and not know God. But yet and still, the good Lord had a plan for me the day I was born. Now, did I follow the exact path? Don't know. But I tell you what I do know. When I come to my point that I had to get down and look up, and when I did and I received in my heart what God had in store for me, guess what happened? That light came over. I got saved. I'm able to go and stand in any church in this country and tell people what God has done for me with a smile. Because had not it been for God, I may not be here. Amen. And it's just an awesome thing. It's a very awesome thing. And I love it. I love him. Because he saved me. He picked me up out of that old nasty crap I was living in. And he saved me. What about y'all? What about y'all?
Amen.
Amen. My God is good.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on, guys. See, there is an endless song. Anytime you want to start, go ahead. Well, go ahead. I can start whenever. Hallelujah. Yeah. There is an endless song echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring, and though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rocks I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Savior lives. And I will walk with you, knowing you'll see me through, and sing the songs you give. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing cause you pick me up, sing cause you're there. I can sing cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath, sing for I know, and I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever
never say enough. How amazing is your love. How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
Let's do it again, Mom.
I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up, sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath, sing for I know, and I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Danny, you get your ushers to come forth, please. It's time to take our offering up for this Sunday. Hallelujah. You know, God is still in the blessing business. Blesses me daily, physically and financially and everything else. You know, sometimes we run into things we don't know how to handle. But God's there. I learned in here one particular time that when you didn't know what to pray for, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if we would just speak in tongue, if we would speak in tongue, just pray in tongue, that covers it. Amen. Now, if I ain't mistaken, I learned that in here. And I find myself doing that. I find myself trying to figure something out when I'm working or building something. Now, how am I going to do that? And guess what I do? I pray about it. Simple as that. I asked JW to help me with the little roofing problem because it's two different elevations and they need to match. And we were supposed to get together. But before we got together, I prayed about it. And I saw it. It just come to me. Well, here you go. Just do it like this. You know,
Ricardo, I want to take an opportunity to thank that man back there. Because he took a chance and he gave you a job.
Oh yeah.
And he worked with you at a time when it was needed and you needed to get on with your life.
That's right.
And JW, if I have never thanked you personally, I want to thank you right now for doing that.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, amen. Yeah, he taught me more than the job. He taught me a trade.
Amen.
Yeah. I can go anywhere and do anything, and it's awesome. From electric to whatever, man, it don't matter. And it's just great, man. I'm so grateful, man. I can stand here and tell y'all things all day. But at the end of all that, but God. But God. Go ahead, Kenzie. Let me pray over the offering. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you've given us, Lord God. I thank you for everything that you do in here, Heavenly Father. I thank you for all the money that's taken up in here to keep these doors open, Lord God, so we can have a place to worship. We can, and we do have a place to come and learn what we need, Lord God. I thank you for that. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless each individual that sows seed in here and shares money for these things that we need to do, Lord. I just ask you to bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.
He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. His love so amazing.
Jesus Messiah. Messiah. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just love you, Lord. Just love you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now, come on, we'll do it now, and then I'll sit down and I'll leave Dad alone after this one.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love, your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy ring, let your mercy ring on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. So let your mercy ring, let your mercy ring on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy ring, let your mercy ring. Let it rain.
Woo! Hallelujah, church. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
I'm going to dismiss classes, and then I want to remind, there's class. No, it's the first Sunday, isn't it? Oh, okay. That's right. I forgot it'd be about being the first Sunday. Okay. Anyway, don't forget to sign up for the February 14th. We're going to be getting together down at, is it called Ponzi's?
Ponzi's.
Okay. Just have fun. It's not a sweetheart thing, although you can bring a sweetheart if you want to, but it's just come as you want to. Come single, come as a friend. Yes. You want to say something? Yes. Good. Yes. Good. I want to hear this testimony.
Okay. I wanted to tell you all what happened to me about a month ago. Saturday before we came to church, I went into CVS as I normally do. And right as I was walking in the building, my boss stopped me. Well, they started pulling back everybody's hours because of how corporate was changing things. Well, I knew God gave me this job, but, you know, I was kind of changing how I felt about the job because I was working a lot of Sundays and missing church. Well, my boss stopped me and was wanting to know my new availability. And she was coming up with all kinds of problems with my availability. You know, I wanted to stop working Sunday mornings and work Sunday nights. And also, Jack, he just opened his little side business, you know, being a mechanic, and they need me there. So that cuts out my during the day through the week. Well, I just kind of feel like she was pushing me out. And this upset me because I love this job. Well, I came to church. We were running late. And I did not want... Everybody was up here praying. And I just felt this pull to come up. And I was in there arguing with God. I was like, I'm late. You know, I don't know what was happening. And he's like, come up anyway. So I did. And Sister Shirley, you know, like I was praying. I didn't know why I was there. I just knew God wanted me to be up there. And, well, anyway, all of a sudden, tears were just flowing. And I was praying and praising God, you know. Just happy that I was here Sunday morning because I've missed so much church in the last year and a half. And, well, anyway, Shirley come to me, and I just felt like a big warm whoosh as soon as she touched my face. And God was telling her to tell me, you know, my precious daughter, you don't have to worry about a thing. Everything that's happening in your life, I already have laid out for you. You have a book of your life. And you start turning the pages and they're all blank. He says, I already have those all filled out for you. You just can't see them yet. And you don't need to. Well, I was like, okay, so maybe I'm supposed to leave CVS, you know, or I'm also started doing demos for Rainbow Vacuums. That hadn't been going good either, you know. So I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to trust God and see, you know, what's happening. But I do know that, you know, I'm supposed to work with Jack. Well, I was ready to quit CVS. You know, because, I mean, the hours wasn't enough. And then I told her my availability, and I was ready, you know, to just resign. And then she says, I don't want to lose you. She says, you've got something that, you know, really works here. Well, it still ended up that, you know, last Saturday was my last night at CVS. So now I'm, you know, just still, you know, seeing how things go with Rainbow. And I had was just going through my Facebook, and then I saw this very sweet woman that I just had to ask, you know, if she'll do a demo for me. And she got me so many names, and I had so much fun doing her demo yesterday. And well, anyway, things are just really turning around, and I just wanted to say, you know, God could have talked to me here, you know, if I wouldn't have went up. But sometimes, you know, he's just got to really bring you to a humbling spot so you'll really listen.
And you know, the thing I told Bonnie when she was sharing this with me is that that Sunday morning, she pushed through to get here because she didn't feel like coming. That's why she was late. But she pushed through. You know, sometimes it's worth it if you'll push through. Amen? Just push through. Amen. I want to make one announcement, one more announcement. In March, and we'll get the information to you. Whatever that, they're having their big youth meeting in Greene County. And it's a Friday night and a Saturday night and a Sunday morning and Sunday night. And we'll get the information, and, you know, there'll be, and I think you're going to be ministering one night, right? You think? Okay. Okay, but anyway, we'll try to see if we can get together and go over there as a group to support, and we'll enjoy that. So we'll get more information to you.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you haven't been touched by the Spirit of God so far in this service this morning, you either don't have your radio on or you don't have your antennas up. You know,